What's News? I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. A mixed session Friday capped a mixed week for stocks. Blue chip stocks were the standouts while tech shares slumped. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrials rose 86 points to another record, 26,743. The NASDAQ lost 41 points. The S&P 500 closed 1 point lower. The Dow rose 2.2% for the week. The NASDAQ fell 0.3%. The S&P rose nearly 1%. Mike Wursthorn is Wall Street Journal Markets reporter, and he joins us in our studio. Mike, September, typically a weak month for stocks, has been a pretty strong month for the Dow Jones Industrials. And, you know, that's despite President Trump's tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports, which are set to kick in on Monday.
Investors took how the president's going to implement those tariffs as a sign that the end game here isn't to abolish free trade, isn't to tear up all these trade agreements and have that only going forward. They understand that the end game here is to really negotiate new deals that are fair between the U.S. and these other partners. So the fact that on Monday, those tariffs of $200 billion of Chinese goods, it's only going to be 10%. End of the year, it'll be more than that, closer to 25%. But with all that, investors say that this is probably just more negotiating tactics than anything else. So you saw them move back into shares that have been really hard hit over the last several months, like Boeing, Caterpillar. That'll help the Dow really get moving. It had its best two-week stretch through this past Friday since February. So you're really seeing it really shake off a lot of the trade anxieties that really just sapped it the last few months. And you're seeing it now that also inflation isn't a concern that had knocked the index back earlier this year. All that's gone. So it's really all these key resistance levels are removed, and people are really expecting the Dow to break out higher.
Major tech stocks had a down day on Friday, and they were down for the week. Are they being pressured by trade concerns?
They certainly are. There's a growing awareness that some of the most popular tech stocks, while they have phenomenal growth numbers, that companies like Apple, which while they've escaped sort of the immediate effect of these tariffs coming up now, there are still some questions about, well, what if China runs out of ways to retaliate with tariffs, they could get a little more creative, and you could see it affecting the manufacturing operations or the sales and the penetration that these companies have in places like China. So all that said, investors are becoming a little more wary of where technology stocks can go from here, and that's also playing a part just because of the valuations being where they are. I mean, they've had an incredible run-up. Nobody's saying let's sell all of them, but you're seeing some trimming and people moving into some of the other sectors that just haven't really been loved at all, and that would be financials, healthcare especially. It's been a really strong performer in this sector, but everybody's saying, where else can I put that money to work while still holding on to some of that tech? And that's why you saw tech be a little bit weak this past week.
We keep revisiting this, but we should. As long as there are signs of a strong U.S. economy and corporate earnings, are investors inclined to overlook a possible trade war, which could get worse before it gets better?
Exactly. And a big part of that is just because investors are looking out very far ahead. They're not so much even thinking about third quarter earnings, which are coming up in just a few weeks. They're thinking about what companies are going to be earning in the first quarter of next year. So in a big way, while they're cognizant and recognize that the tariffs could have some impact on the margin of various companies, whether they be manufacturers or tech companies, they do realize that overall, the U.S. economy is the strongest it's been in years. You have the greatest rate of economic expansion since 2014 we're in the midst of right now, unemployment rate being so low. Those are all signs to investors that companies aren't going to just stop making money tomorrow, that these gains have quite a bit ways to go.
Let's talk about Friday. Friday was a pretty volatile day. It was the quadruple witching day, which is the quarterly expiration of things, including stock options, stock futures. And also, Friday was the day that they sort of readjusted the S&P 500. They reclassified stocks within sectors, in some cases, eliminating one sector and creating a new one.
It's exciting in some ways. You don't see, every day a new sector being added to the mix. But yeah, starting Monday, there'll be the new communications sector, which is going to house companies like Facebook and some other tech names and some from the consumer discretionary bucket too. And it's taking the place of the telecommunications sector, which had just really hadn't made sense for a while. There were only just a handful of companies like Verizon and Sprint in there compared to all these other sectors that have 80, 60 names in them at least. So this was a change that was needed for a while. You saw a lot of asset managers that track some of these sectors, like, say, a Vanguard technology fund. They're all thinking about, well, now I got to match this new communication sector. Either they're creating new funds or they're revamping their existing funds to match what these new technology sectors look like. So there was a little more volatility on Friday, a bit more trading volume than we've seen throughout most of the year. And really, you know, as the week goes on, all that'll really settle. This was just sort of more of a matter of business than anything to look into in terms of trading behaviors going forward.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Mike Wursthorn. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Looking ahead to the new week, the economic calendar is busy with reports on consumer confidence, new home sales, trade figures, and personal income and spending. That last report including a major indicator of consumer inflation. Of course, we'll watch the Fed's two-day policy meeting Tuesday and Wednesday. The key things to watch are the Fed's forecasts for interest rates and economic growth. On the earnings front, we'll get quarterly reports from Nike, Carnival, KB Home, Bed Bath & Beyond, Pier 1 Imports, and BlackBerry. And that's what's news. I'm Charlie Turner from the Wall Street Journal.